I am going over to my parents' house to borrow use of their printer because my printer died, so I can print some shipping labels and ship some things out for eBay, and then I'm going to go with my family up north to my grandparents' cottage in a few hours, so I'm looking forward to that. Up in, kind of on the edge of Charlevoix in Otsego County, about 20 minutes east of 131.
Very good. Well, lived in Michigan my whole life, so I know where you're talking about. And did you give that printer a suitable ceremony and burial?
Yes, a while ago. I haven't had one in a few months. I just keep printers, and that's coming from I'm generally a very techie person. But one I had before it, it worked sometimes, but it was very intermittent and usually didn't work, and it was so bad I didn't even want to give it away to anyone. I just threw it out because I didn't want to burden anyone with its misery.
Yeah. Okay, but I've been there. I've seen that. I found with printers, you get what you pay for. Anyway, what a beautiful day. I'm sure you'll have a nice trip up to the Charlevoix area. And so you'll be going north, and I'm going south.
Yes, sir. I'm very glad that this big heat wave seems to be mostly over. I've spent like a week probably, for the most part, sitting in my apartment and just sweating, and then I also did this Red Cedar Jubilee thing down in Williamston, and that was so hot.
The weather was, we all want summer, but when it gets here, sometimes we don't like some of the summer. It was a little bit much with the humidity, that's for sure. I had the same thing. I would go out and do work, do something for a little bit, and then go back inside and sit where the air-conditioned air blowed on me. Yeah, very good. Well, I've been tinkering with antennas, so out there with some wire and cutters and soldering iron and yada yada. We're cobbling up an antenna array to get up here, hopefully in the next week, 10 days, whatever. Got a bunch of little things I got to do to get it up. This is KEDL, Mobile 8.
Cool. That's usually fun, sometimes a little bit scary. I haven't gone up on an actual sloped roof in probably 6 months. I've been on some roofs at MSU campus, but those are all flat and safe. But I'm also going to be moving an antenna that's at my parents' house, put up for a repeater a little higher. My dad's in my project, and then, I don't know, we'll see. I don't really have any in my apartment because there's nowhere to put them.
Yeah, that's the downside of apartment life, is you're very limited with what you can do as far as antennas. Sometimes you're completely limited to zero. Well, life moves on. You'll just have to look for solutions. Some guys go to mobile for their work, and others do like POTA and things like that. There's always solutions. Some of them maybe a little more work and a little more intermittent than you would like, but it usually works out in the end one way or another. And this is a 40-meter beam, a Yagi array made out of wire, which I'm working myself up to. Like I say, I got part of it made. We'll chip away at the others, but right now I've got to go get some lumber for replacing some bad boards in the porch ceiling. So that's today's task.
Yeah, sounds like a good bit of fun. I'm currently probably more of a mobile guy. I've got 6 meters through 70 centimeters and capability of 33 centimeters in my car right now. So I'm kind of insane mobile-wise. I've got a real porcupine of a vehicle. And yeah, I recently put up a big beam antenna on the roof of the MSU engineering building with some other club members. That was a lot of fun.
Very good. I've not been over to the engineering building at MUU. I'm a grad of of that fine institution, but mostly East Fee Hall.
Well, if you're ever in the area and you'd like to play with our equipment, we have, I don't know, a bunch of standard HF rigs, but our antenna system went from very poor to very good recently. So if you're ever in the area, want to play with the equipment, just get a hold of any club members and we can let you in the room.
Yeah, fine. It'd be nicer to be there when there's some activity going on, a club meeting or what have you. You know, get a chance to talk with other folks. And when you're taking classes there, what are the main buildings or halls you spend your time in?
Right now, actually, I'm in a couple classes over the summer. They're both online. I've seen you've had a lot of lectures in Anthony Hall and also South Campus. Wonders and Wilson, no, not Wilson, Wonders Hall, too. And I've had a lot of math classes in Wells Hall and I think a couple of programming classes.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, the banks of the Red Cedar. It's a beautiful campus. Haven't been back in a number of years now, but, I always feel a link to it. They handed me a degree. I thought that was very nice of them.
Yes. Well, if there's ever a contest going on, we will likely be in the room operating, and you're welcome to stop by. We've got some club alumni who live in the area who were originally joined the club back in the 50s or 60s. So we've got people all the way from age 18 to age 85 in our club. It's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah,